Shock, LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva vows to clear homeless from Venice Beach by July 4. By Joel B. Polak on June 8, 2021. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva declared Monday that his department would clear out growing homeless encampments from Venice Beach by July 4, to the delight of local residents and the horror of City Council member Mike Bonin. Today I visited the Venice Boardwalk again to view the failures of local politicians in regard to the homeless crisis. Tomorrow the ATLAIC Homeless Outreach Services team, HOSD, will be assessing Venice in order to triage the crisis and develop an action plan to pic.twitter.com/ga.oxchpnicks. Alex Villanueva, at LACO Sheriff, June 7, 2021. Two halves. Compassionately offer services while employing common sense in the regulation of public space within Los Angeles County. pic.twitter.com/12smst9e68. Alex Villanueva, at LACO Sheriff, June 7, 2021. Villanueva's announcement was welcomed on social media by local residents, who have witnessed growing crime and chaos in the area, including an incident Monday when a woman with a knife was arrested as she attempted to disrupt an event by mayoral candidate Joe Piscaino, a Democrat who is currently president pro tempore of the city council. The Santa Monica Daily Press reported Tuesday that Villanueva visited Venice and vowed to end the horror show. In a break with jurisdictional tradition, LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva announced his intention to clear the Venice boardwalk of its unhoused population by July 4. Villanueva said his department will work with the LAPD and use every pathway available to safely move individuals, including project roomkey beds, city and county shelters, nonprofit housing facilities, and approved camping sites. "We're going to designate where people can pop up their tents, but it's not going to be in the middle of a tourist destination destroying businesses," said Villanueva. "This is not Venice. This is a horror show that's been foisted on this community." Homeless outreach and enforcement in Venice is under the City of LA's purview. However, neither CD11 Councilman Mike Bonin nor Mayor Eric Garcetti have announced a plan to address the spiraling situation on the boardwalk, where tents now number over 200. The state's Project Roomkey has paid for hotel rooms for the homeless, but the homeless population appears to keep growing, and tent cities have spread throughout Los Angeles. Villanueva compared Venice Beach, which is part of the city of Los Angeles, to neighboring Santa Monica, which has a homeless problem but does not allow tent encampments. Local City Council member Mike Bonin, who has proposed moving more homeless people to beach parking lots in the county, exploded on Twitter with a long thread attacking Villanueva personally and accusing him of ulterior political motives. "The sheriff says he's coming to Venice. He didn't call to offer services or housing, which would help. He went on a PR blitz, promising his own notorious brand of justice. To anyone familiar with Villanueva and List, that's incredibly ominous." Thread, 115. Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, June 8, 2021. "Any involvement from Villanueva is troubling, especially for people concerned with civil rights. Here's some of what the Civilian Oversight Commission said about him and List. Threaten progress on reforms designed to enhance accountability for deputy misconduct. 215. Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, June 8, 2021. "Removed the department's constitutional policing advisors. Attempted to rehire deputies who were fired for cause, such as fabricating evidence and domestic violence. 315. Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, June 8, 2021. "Deactivated disciplinary proceedings against deputies accused of excessive force and child abuse. Blocked efforts to ensure independent oversight of deputy-involved shooting investigations. 415. Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, June 8, 2021. "Violated the First Amendment rights of residents engaging in protest activity as well as journalists covering protests. In defending the arrest of KPCCC's at Josie underscore Huang, cited inaccurate and misleading info that was contradicted by contemporaneous video footage. 515. Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, June 8, 2021. "Bypassed the regular investigative process, ordered the destruction of the photos, blocked efforts to examine his handling of the leaked photos of the Kobe Bryant crash site. Repeatedly failed to comply with a subpoena compelling evidence in the Bryant investigation. 6:15. Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, June 8, 2021. Attempted to intimidate and belittle individuals and entities tasked with providing oversight of the Sheriff's Department. Villanueva used a racist and sexist slur against Supervisor Hilda Solis. 7:15. Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, June 8, 2021. Violent deputy gangs continue to operate within the department. Members of the gangs subvert the chain of command, promote violence, celebrate Nazi symbols, and have cost the county millions of dollars to settle claims related to misconduct by alleged gang members. 8:15. Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, June 8, 2021. A recent report by the Loyola Center for Juvenile Law and Policy found that the number of deputy-involved shootings has increased, particularly in the Sheriff's Department's substations where deputy gangs exist. 9:15. Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, June 8, 2021. But, there's more. After at Cerise Castle did an incredible 15-part expose of gang activity within the Sheriff's Department, he denied such gangs even exist. 10:15. Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, June 8, 2021. Still more. The state of California has launched a civil rights investigation into his department over excessive force, retaliation, and misconduct. 11:15. Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, June 8, 2021. In Venice, we're working to marshal resources to offer housing and services to hundreds of people living on the streets. Villanueva hasn't offered actual help. This is a serious crisis. We need people interested in solving it, not exploiting it. 12:15. Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, June 8, 2021. He is a roadblock progress. Last fall, when proponents of it reimagine underscore law were fighting for things needed to address homelessness, healthcare, jobs, housing, Villanueva led the opposition. People who oppose solutions sure like to come to the West Side to make noise. 13:15. Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, June 8, 2021. Villanueva is exploiting Venice to spread the nefarious lie, amplified by Tucker Carlson, John, and Ken, and the LAPL, that crime and homelessness are caused by progressives and that the only fix is tougher laws, longer sentences, and more prisons. 14:15. Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, June 8, 2021. They promise a broken response. To address this crisis, to save lives, and restore our public spaces, we need housing and services, not handcuffs and civil rights violations. 15:15. Mike Bonin, at Mike Bonin, June 8, 2021. Bonin faces a growing recall movement organized by residents angry with his plan to house more homeless at the beach. Villanueva, a staunch opponent of efforts to defund the police, announced last week that violent crimes had risen dramatically in the county this year, including a 95% increase in homicides, as fewer police were on the beat. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book Is How Not to Be a SH. The Old Country, Lessons from South Africa. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.